Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the tokens from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate that game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a Top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hi, I'm Brinton.
Hello, I'm Kusei.
And welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. And this month we're bringing you a Top 10 for December of 2024. So, how are you feeling about this countdown?
Honestly, pretty good. There are a lot of familiar names and songs are overall pretty fun, I think. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm really pleased to see, I guess, how many familiar names are on this countdown. And I think, it's absolutely not surprising at all that they do deserve to be on this countdown, especially, for the end of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course, before we get into the episode proper, we have an announcement. We're currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this will really be a great opportunity for you. And with that, let's start off at number 10. With a new entry to our countdown, it is New Me by Yoasobi.
Number 10.
Yeah.
That was New Me by YOASOBI. So for those who don't know about YOASOBI already, YOASOBI is a Japanese pop duo formed in 2019. It consists of musician and record producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Rira Ikuta under the moniker Ikura.
Rising to prominence during the COVID-19 pandemic in Japan, YOASOBI's debut single, Yoru ni Kakeru, spent 6 non-consecutive weeks atop Billboard Japan Hot 100 and topped its 2020 year-end chart. The first ever non-CD single to do so. I used to listen to that song, it's pretty solid.
It is absolutely addictive, and like heck, I'd even say their newer stuff is equally as addictive.
For sure.
But of course, speaking to this song, New Me, the anime music video for New Me was used as a commercial for the human resources company Recruit.
The inspiration for New Me is the story The Hakusan Street Incident by Mado Arite, which was the Monocon 2023 BangeiMonogatari.com Short Story Awards Grand Prize winner.
Yeah, I've got to say, this is a very, I guess, I have read the story and it's very gripping. And I think the music video, especially like, along with the song itself, obviously, captures, I guess, you know, that story very faithfully.
Right. I hadn't read the story before I first watched the music video, so I was pleasantly surprised that there was like this story going on with the song. And I must say, it is a pretty interesting animation. I quite enjoyed it, so.
Yeah. Like, you can definitely find out more about this story on the monogatari.com website, but you can also buy it on Amazon Kindle, and there's also an English translation on Amazon as well. But yeah, speaking to the story itself, like, you could probably tell from the music video anyway, but yeah, the theme of the story at the time was kaiko, meaning encounter, and so in the music video, you might be able to, like, I guess, sort of gather that theme from there.
Right, so I did read, like, briefly that the theme is, like, someone signing up for a dating app and then their match being an assassin and then a thrilling chase and stuff like that, which is sort of what was conveyed by the music video. Yeah, a pretty eventful and interesting story.
Yes, and I guess it's, like, it's an excellent story to read as well, considering its short length. It doesn't overstay its welcome, but it also leaves a lot up to the imagination. So, yeah, there's a lot of creativity going on here.
I see.
Yeah, and I think what's also interesting is that the main character of the music video is also, like, the main character of the commercial itself for Recruit. And so I like to think that...
Oh.
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny if this character happens to work for Recruit in the music video?
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I do think that, like, on the whole, this like story, the music video, the song itself, everything about it is kind of charming.
For sure. It's a great way to start our list, I'd say. And moving on, we have Azalea by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 9.
That was Azalea by Kenshi Yonezu. Kenshi Yonezu is a Japanese musician, singer-songwriter, record producer, videographer, and illustrator.
His 2022 Kickback, which some listeners may recognize from the very popular anime series Chainsaw Man, is his most successful single to date outside Japan, debuting on international charts including UK rock and metal singles, and US hot rock and alternative songs, and was certified gold by the RIAA for 500,000 sold copies in the United States, becoming the first song with Japanese lyrics to achieve this.
Azalea is a digital single by Yonezu Kenshi, which was released on November 18th, 2024. Its title track was featured as a theme song for the television series Beyond Goodbye, starring Arimura Kasumi and Sakaguchi Kentaro.
Yeah, it's worth pointing out that this show is available internationally on Netflix. Yeah.
Well, I'm not very familiar with...
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm not very familiar with Japanese TV series, but I feel like a lot of Kenshi Yonezu's songs are featured in though, so I've heard quite a few titles thanks to looking into Kenshi and his songs these past couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, I have kind of at least read the description for the show on Netflix, and I don't think it's for me, but based on the lyrics of the song, I think it's a song that's best enjoyed with the context of the show in mind.
Hmm. There is the theme of flowers in the song. Is that something that's like happening in the show too, you'd say?
I wouldn't say so. No, not really.
Oh. Still, it's an interesting song.
Yeah. I guess unless it's like, there's probably some hidden meaning that's, you know, like that you could only discover once you watch the show. But yeah, I didn't really gather any sense of like meaning with the title. Moving on, at number 8, and remaining at number 8 since the last countdown, we have Feeling Good by Fujikaze.
Number 8.
Yeah.
That was Feeling Good by Fujikaze. Fujikaze began playing piano and learning English at around 3 years old. With encouragement from his dad, he began uploading videos of his piano, electone, and saxophone performances to YouTube at the age of 12.
He made his major debut in 2019 with the single Nanna.
Feeling Good is Fuji's 13th digital single. Released on the 26th of July, it is used in the commercial for Laundren's new detergent scent, which Fuji himself narrates.
When asked what he liked most about the song's lyrics, Fuji mentioned that he liked the line, "My heart is at a loss for words, and all I can feel is love."
Yeah, I feel like this song has been hanging around like for a long time on our countdowns.
Yeah, it is a... I mean, as the title might suggest, I think it is a song that makes you feel good, at least for me. It's pretty uplifting.
Yeah, well, I think Fujikaze's music, like, I think, yeah, I found that for most of his music, what I especially like about them is that, you know, it's very easy listening. So, you know, you'll find yourself very, like, very easily, you know, like playing his songs on repeat. And I'm guessing Feeling Good is probably the reason why it's, you know, it has such strong staying power.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
But yeah, I did remember, I guess, talking about this back in the, I want to say September countdown, where I've said as much as well, where, you know, it's a song that you can probably listen to on repeat and just never get sick of. And so, yeah, I would say that I'm feeling good about the fact that my guess has kind of like stayed true.
Yeah, well said. Moving on to number 7, we have Monotone by YOASOBI, which dropped 5 places since the last ranking.
Number 7.
Shita no yakusoku, sore dake de sekai wa hito.
That was Monotone by YOASOBI. We did see another YOASOBI song at number 10. But just to remind you, YOASOBI is a Japanese pop duo formed in 2019, consisting of musician and record producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Rira Ikuta, who goes by Ikura.
With the slogan novel into music, the duo originally released songs based on selected short stories posted on monogatari.com, a social media website for creative writing operated by Sony Music Entertainment Japan. Sources later also come from various media like stories written by professional authors, books, letters, plays, etc.
Monotone serves as a theme song for the anime movie Fureru, which premiered in Japan on October 4th, 2024.
Yeah, so YOASOBI tends to have a knack for adapting stories into songs, and here they've kind of done it again by adapting the short story Fureru no Zenya.
Right. I definitely see how that's a common theme in YOASOBI songs. Honestly, I don't think I've ever not listened to a YOASOBI song with that wasn't conveying some sort of story, you know? It's always about something.
Yeah, and I think it's very hard to do consistently well, and it's really good to see YOASOBI, you know, still being, you know, popular. Even I don't think they've ever had a miss, so to speak.
Right.
But yeah, speaking of Fureru, the short story that I mentioned, Fureru no Zenya, you can actually find that short story on the official website for the movie.
Oh.
Admittedly, I didn't read the story and I didn't watch the movie, but maybe one day.
Right, me neither.
So before we continue with the episode, we have another announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And at number 6, we have a new entry to our countdown with Ringo by Motohiro Hata and Masamune Kusano.
Number 6.
Oh,
That was Bingo by Motohiro Hata and Masamune Kusano. So, Motohiro Hata is a Japanese singer-songwriter who debuted under the major label BMG Japan in 2006 with the single Synchro. In junior high school, he began writing songs, and after entering high school, began working fully as a musician.
Masamune Kusano is a Japanese musician who serves as lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist for the popular band Spitz.
Yes, and Hata has been a fan of Spitz since his teenage years and was glad to collaborate with one of his idols. So yeah, this song is actually part of the album Hata Expo, the collaborative album, which released on the 20th of November of this year, and it features collaborations with other artists such as Masamune Kusano, Sumika Tomo, Naoki Matayoshi, and other artists.
Interesting. Well, Spitz was a band that's been around for a while, right?
Yeah. Spitz is one of my favorite bands.
Oh, have we discussed this? I think we might have covered a few Spitz songs in like a throwback episode or something.
Probably, but I'll never pass up an opportunity to, I guess, share just how much I enjoy their music. But yeah. Like, I guess with this song, it's definitely no exception. It does have, I guess, the markings of a Spitz song. It's a very fun love song with, you know, I guess, a very fun music video accompanying it. It's, I'd probably say that this is one of the happiest songs of this episode so far.
Yeah, and Ringo, meaning apple, we see a lot of apples in the music video. That's something that caught my eye. And then, see, like, pretty visually striking music video, too. A lot of interesting use of colors, especially red and yellow.
Yes, definitely watch the music video.
Before we move on to our next song, we have yet another announcement to make. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp, that is nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast. At number 5, we have another new entry to our list, Neko by King Gnu.
Number 5.
ささやか かな花でいい大げさでなくていいただあなたと幾度もの嵐を迎えようと決してお願いはしないそんな花がいい
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the tokens from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate that game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
That was Neko by King Gnu. King Gnu is a Japanese band formed in 2013. It consists of Daiki Suneta, who's a vocalist and guitarist, Satoru Iguchi, who's a vocalist and keyboardist, Kazuki Arai, who's a bassist, and Yu Seki, who's a drummer.
Right. So speaking to King Gnu's origins, in 2013, they started out as a different group under the name of Mrs. Vinci, and later on in 2017, they went on to, I guess, rename themselves to Server Vinci. And after that point, they have, you know, become the band that you know and love today, King Gnu.
Neko has been chosen as a theme song for the TV series Diamond Sleeping in the Sea.
Yes, I don't know anything about the show, but thankfully, I think I can actually relate the title of the song Neko, meaning root, to the music video itself. And if you haven't seen the music video, drop whatever you're doing and watch it right now. And if you've already seen the music video, then drop whatever you're doing and watch it again.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, like, it's a really stunning music video, and I think, like, the dreamy quality of the song itself is, like, I think adds to it. It's, yeah, like, it's got multiple layers of beauty to it. And, yeah, like, the lyrics are, I guess, you know, it kind of speaks to a sense of longing, of wanting to be noticed, and... Yeah, and I think it also uses, like, flowers as a metaphor as well. And so, yeah, like, it uses flowers to sort of represent beauty and, you know, like, we're kind of already familiar with that. And roots, Neko, meaning, you know, as a sort of like, as a sort of embrace. And while it's nothing new, I guess, in terms of, you know, like how it's used in a song, the way that it's presented here with the music video together, it's just, yeah, it's a masterpiece.
Definitely. It's like the song itself is pretty powerful, but with the music video, I think it's hard to not get a little emotional.
That's right. I teared up a little bit watching the music video.
I think me too.
And at number four, we have a new entry. We have Fujin, that is Wind God by Valndi.
Number four.
That was Fujin, or Wind God, by Valndi. Valndi is a Japanese musician who started his career in 2019 by independently uploading online, before breaking out later in that year with the song Tokyo Flash.
Following this success, he was selected as one of Spotify's early Noise 2020 artists and was named the Space Shower Resident New Force Artist for the same year.
Hujin released on the 12th of October of 2024 and is the theme song for the TBS Friday drama Lion no Kakurega, which was also released internationally as Lights of My Lion. So yeah, this drama began airing in October of this year, and it's, as you might imagine, it's available on Netflix.
Interesting. Well, I'm not a big consumer of drama, but I am a big consumer of Wandy's music. And I should say, yet another pretty great song. I especially like the overall composition of Wandy's music and the overall vibes. I mean, I'm not sure how to express that, but I feel like as an artist, they do have a sort of distinct sound.
Yeah, I really like the meaning of Hujin, and, you know, the use of wind as a metaphor for, I guess Hujin being the god of wind, and wind itself in the song being used in the context of, like, being kind. So in a way, he's kind of saying that, like, you know, we have the power to be kind to each other. And, yeah, usually I'd go to Vandy's website to learn more about the creative process behind his songs, but surprisingly, I didn't find anything about, like, I guess, you know, the intent of Hujin, but I did find out that Asuka Saito, who plays a character in Lion no Kakurega, also appears in the music video for this song.
Yeah, the music video seems pretty high in production value. It does seem like taken straight out of, like, a series or some sort of movie. So I can see that, at least cinematography-wise. Now moving on to number 3, we have New Look by Misamo, a song that's rose by 4 places in the charts.
Number 3.
I look, baby, baby, tell me.
Misamo is the first sub-unit of the South Korean girl group TWICE, formed by JYP Entertainment.
The group consists of TWICE's Japanese members, Momo, Sana, and Mina. They debuted in 2023 with the extended play Masterpiece.
Misamo are set to release their second EP, Haute Couture, on November 6, 2024, and will embark on a Japanese Dome Tour in support of the EP on November 2nd. The sub-lead track, New Look, a cover of Namie Amuro's New Look from 2008, was released on October 9th with an accompanying music video.
Yeah, I think it's really cool to compare and contrast the two songs, especially considering that, I guess, Namie Amuro was like a massive icon in the mid-2000s, and I guess these days, TWICE has kind of like captured the, I guess, zeitgeist of, you know, Asian music, you know, around this time.
Yeah.
I was surprised that, I guess, you know, being a cover, it's not just, you know, a sort of like lift and shift of like the original song. It does kind of do its own thing. Namie Amuro's original song was kind of like sampled from an even older song from the 1970s, Baby Love by the Supremes. And yeah, I guess somehow it kind of didn't like make it into the 2024 cover. So it was an interesting decision, but I think it's probably for the better, you know, let it be its own thing.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Well, I don't really follow any girl groups, but as you said, TWICE has been appearing on my radar a lot recently. I can definitely see why they're getting popular, and I do appreciate like the effort that was put into this rendition of the song. Like you said, it is it puts a new spin on the old song.
Yeah. Namie Amuro is also, I guess, one of the biggest pop icons of, I dare say, the century, and I find it really fitting that, you know, it's been followed up by an absolute heavy hitter such as, I guess, the members of TWICE.
Yeah.
Before we continue with our episode, we have an announcement. Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs in this episode. See the full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. Right, so at number 2, rising up one spot from our last countdown, we have Same Blue by Official Higadandism.
Number 2.
Come on.
That was Same Blue by Official Higedandism. Official Higedandism, commonly abbreviated to Higedan, is a four-member pop rock band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012.
After signing a record deal with the major label Pony Canyon in 2018, Official Higedandism released their debut single No Doubt, the lead single from the extended play Stand By You EP.
Same Blue is the opening theme song for the new romance anime, Aono Hako, or Blue Box.
Netflix?
Want to make any bets as to where you can watch Aono Hako?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I feel like this episode's turned into a Netflix ad now.
Right.
Then again, I guess it's surprising just how much investment Netflix has in Japanese media.
I mean, all these shows Japan has been putting out, it's a huge cultural export. And even in like Turkey, people are consuming Japanese media now more than ever.
Right. But yeah, going back to the song itself, I guess, you know, it's an absolute banger. And normally what I like about Higedan's music is that they usually portray all sorts of like journeys and relationships and, you know, like, I guess here, it's no exception at all. And while it might sound like a simple love song at first, I guess there are parts of it that kind of, like, reflect the events of Aono Hako. And, yeah, I think it kind of adds a lot of depth to the song and, I guess, to the show itself as well.
Well, I always appreciate it when a theme song mirrors the events of the anime. And as you said, I think being aware of what's going on complements the song well.
Yeah, definitely. Admittedly, I haven't seen Aono Hako, but based on what I've seen on Netflix, it is a sports romance anime, which is a very, I guess, interesting genre. But I think it works really well for Official Higedandism here, because I guess, you know, if you hear the song, it has a sort of uplifting quality that, you know, I guess that kind of translates into, I guess, a sort of like, you know, a hopeful tone in sports, or a sort of like, you know, dramatic or, I guess, inspiring tone in the context of romance. And so I think, yeah, there is a lot to love about this song.
Right. And I think the male lead here plays the sport badminton, which is, I believe, not that common in anime, but correct me if I'm wrong. I might just not be well versed in the genre, but still, it's an interesting choice.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not a sports person, but I'm guessing like for any sport, there would at least be an anime of it.
Sure, yeah.
Heck, they've got golfing anime, so I don't. Yeah, I think all bets are off as to what kinds of other adaptations there can be.
Right. Moving on to our final song at number one, we have Otonoke by Creepy Nuts, a song that retains its spot from our last countdown.
Number one. Akiramero varo yakara antara nanka jattabaratemo kanaban kwabara 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 nani mo tomaran hayasa kutabaran tamaran sagara oshi tosu mo kamama soko doki ni chamada oruba mo hitori no anata sara chan kaya chan wanseka yomi no kuni wandala goki tochu ni nanda ga yoji yonjun yonfun mo attara yonshak yonsun yonbu sana ga kabira japan gara yobu koe ga shitan nara mo hitori otsukare sama ya haireta 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 ishite haireta sakire kiri wa harata
Yeah. 바라도 만나가 숨이하게 되고 덮어덮 오늘도 잠벌라도 리니카로 최소 마사카 왔다라 어우 나 바라 하나부터 생기 샬랄라 하나의 따위로 나라 맞다 마대로 쌉싸봐 날아가 힐라이트가 반돌아 아도와 날아가 뜨면 샹가라 내 맥을 내 맡아가 조우시 다시 뿌리노 샤바라 가키야 와가바 마라 코치 군자네 와가가 이마 다시 가니 메가 아따나 고이코토카 샤말라 하이레다 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 眠り飽きた先で君が待ってた盾と矛が肩を抱き合ったら怒りが消え去ったら心からだ頭みなぎってゆくなんだか背中に今晴れが開いたならば暗闇からおさらば飛び立ってゆく体心からだ頭懐かしい暖かさ足元に今花が咲いたならば暗闇からおさらば飛び立ってゆく
That was Otonoke by Creepy Nuts. Creepy Nuts is a Japanese hip-hop duo consisting of DJ Matsunaga and R. Shitake. They made their major label debut in 2017.
The duo announced on their final show of their 2024 one-man tour that they would perform at Tokyo Dome on the 11th of February 2025, marking their first Dome performance.
Creepy Nuts have made several appearances in anime, including their hit song, Bling Bang Bang Born for Mashal Season 2.
Otonoke serves as the opening theme for the hit show Dun Da Dun. By the way, you can watch it on Netflix.
Haha, yeah. Well, Creepy Nuts, especially this year, were huge on the internet and social media. I heard Bling Bang Bang Born everywhere a couple months ago, and now Otonoke seems to have replaced it in TikToks and Instagram reels using Japanese music.
Yeah, I mean, 2024 really is the year of Creepy Nuts. I think here on JTop 10, we've kind of talked about Bling Bang Bang Born for like a good, I don't know, 5 or 6 months. Now, we've got another song just when we thought that we were done talking about Creepy Nuts. Yeah, by the way. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think I first heard of Creepy Nuts from their song Yofukashi no Uta when I started reading the manga of the same name. And I've been hooked since then. They're a pretty great group. One of my favorites for sure. I do like the hip-hop elements in their song.
Yes. Yeah, they really are, I guess. I think, yes, I remember talking about this in a past episode, but the sound that they have in, like here in Otonoke and also in Bling Bang Bang Born is actually like, it is a Jersey club style, and that's a style that's a style of music that's actually very popular in, you know, on the internet right now. So I think, yeah, it's very easy for them to have gotten popular because, you know, of like, I guess the sort of like popularity of the genre at the time.
I see.
But of course, Dun Da Dun, it's an excellent show. Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it. I've been seeing clips of it everywhere online though, and it is definitely on my watch list. I've read about the story and it seems really unique and sounds like something that I'd definitely be interested in with the old yokai stuff.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting that it has a lot of parallels with Chainsaw Man, but what I really liked about this, like, about Dun Da Dun is that I kind of came into it expecting a sort of, like, typical seinen anime, but instead, I got tricked into watching a rom-com.
Interesting.
But also, like, putting the Dun Da Dun aside, the music video is also really, really good. I think, yeah, but it is a little bit unsettling to look at, but I think it also kind of fits with the overall theme of, you know, Otonoke, especially the creepy sound that you hear in the earlier parts of the song.
Yeah, the starts with a chant of Dandadan. I wonder what's that about.
Yeah, I don't, other than it being the title of like the show, I don't think there's anything else to it.
Yeah, yes, they just wanted to emphasize the show. But I mean, it does sound good, despite being like a meaningless chant.
For people who have, I guess, heard a lot of Otonoke already, allow me to introduce you a meme. I guess you might have heard like some high-pitched sounds during the song. Supposedly, well, not supposedly, wouldn't it be funny if they were Pikmin sounds from the game Pikmin?
Oh, is that really a thing?
Well, it's not. They're not actually Pikmin noises, but I have seen animations of Pikmin, I guess, performing the song. And so it's the funniest thing.
I see. I'll have to see that as well. Yeah, I know which sounds you're talking about. Cool.
Nice. All right. And so we've done our top 10 and onto our indie spotlight. And for our indie spotlight, we have Neo Romances by Crows Alive.
Something
That was Neo Romances by Crows Alive. So for those who don't know about Crows Alive, they are a four-member alternative rock band that formed in 2016.
They mix rock, metal, pop, and electronica into haunting, anthem-like melodies.
Last year, Crows Alive opened for Crossfaith and Crystal Lake, and this year they've opened for Cold Rain.
To date, they have released 9 singles and 1 album, with Feather Bloom being their most recent release in May of 2024.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is something to be ashamed of, but I've never actually heard of Crows Alive until, like, now.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Like, I guess, in all fairness, I don't think it's the kind of thing I would be listening to anyway, and I'm sure that this and Crows Alive's catalogue at large would be more appealing to people who enjoy groups like One Ok Rock or My First Story. But nevertheless, I don't think, yeah, there's no denying how much energy this song has. Yeah, but I guess, of course, you know, it is worth learning more about this song. And yeah, like, yeah, in an interview with Real Sound, the members of Crows Alive have shared their influences. Kenta, the vocalist of the group, cites Linkin Park as their influence. So you might have heard elements of Linkin Park here and there. Ichi, the guitarist, says Orange Range was their influence. Kazuki, who is the bassist, has, I guess, lots of a very rich experience in music, starting from, I guess, fusion groups such as T-Square and Naniwa Express, before moving across to One Ok Rock and Uberworld, before finally, I guess, ending up on Korn and other groups. And lastly, Yuta cites Maximum the Hormone as an influence.
Well, I can definitely hear the Linkin Park in this song. And Maximum the Hormone is definitely one of the bands that are in my playlists that get frequent listens to. And I agree with you, this is not like a song that I'd usually listen to, but it is pretty refreshing to hear this sort of heavy and high energy sound from a Japanese band.
Yes, definitely. I don't think I've heard anything as intensive in past indie spotlights before.
Right, me neither. So it's a nice experience.
Alright, so we're coming to the end of our episode here, and gotta say, this countdown is looking pretty stacked.
For sure. It's definitely a good season for Japanese music.
Yeah, but of course, you know, it's not the total end here. Yeah, because next week we'll be sharing the biggest top 20 hits of the year, and if you're a Patreon donor, you'll get up to all of the 20 songs, and if you're not, then you'll only get the top 10 songs. Shana and Vicky will be hosts for that upcoming episode, but until then, I'm Brinton.
And I'm Kuzey.
Thank you for joining us.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the tokens from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate that game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.